Well, welcome to the prayer of the Bethel United Methodist Church. And just a reminder, if you click on the slides part here on the website, it'll take you to the list of all the people that we know about that has requested prayer. But we also know one thing about prayer is needed everywhere. And sometimes we don't even need to know what the prayer is, as we can pray a prayer of intercession. And that's really what this part of the website is prayer, because we lift up prayers of intercession for those that maybe don't even know they need prayer. But we know that prayer is always in need of everywhere that we go, especially during these days and times with all the uncertainties that's going around the world. It tells us in 1 John chapter 5, talks about prayer, and it talks about faith in the living God. And this is what it says in verses 14 and 15. Well, I'll start at 13. I write this to you who believe in the Son of God, so that you may know you have eternal life, and that we can be confident that He will listen to us whenever we ask for anything in His line and His will. And if we know He is listening when we make our requests, we can be sure that He will give us what we ask for. Wow. Now, that's a wonderful, wonderful promise. And without saying specifically what we need and different things like that, we come into a prayer of agreement with and for any of those who call themselves Christ followers of a prayer that they need. And that's what we call a prayer of intercession. The disciples were very fascinated by this, because whenever they were with Jesus and they would have a whole day of ministry, and they'd stop at night and build a fire and eat and have a time of fellowship, and then Jesus would go off by himself. And it puzzled the disciples a little bit. So when he came back into the fold, they said, where do you go when you go off by yourself? And Jesus said, well, I need to talk to the Father. Guys, you know, I am God manifested in the flesh, and I have everything like you experience. I get hungry, I get tired, I get lonely. I need to eat, I need the fellowship, but I also need to talk to the Father. And they said, can we talk to the Father? She told them, you bet you can. And let me give you a prayer to line up with all of your prayers, sort of like a model prayer. And this is how you do it. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but hear this, church, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. And all of God's children said, Amen.